It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good night, good morning, and good afternoon. Welcome to the Bad Advice Show. And to my right, hailing from parts that you don't know about, put your hands together for the over 6 foot dad, Sarome Russell, everybody.
Hello, hello. We got a little echo and a little reverb on you today.
Yes. And to my left, hailing from New Orleans, put your hands together for the voodoo mama herself, Mel, everybody.
Wow. What's happening, everybody?
All right. I just got back from Ohio, and it's still terrible.
And boy, are your arms tired.
I didn't even say I flew, even though I did fly. Odd group of people that flies to Ohio. No one looks happy about flying.
Hell no, because they thought they escaped, and now they're going back.
Oh, man. Did I go back?
What a You went weird... back in time?
Man, it was such a strange event, seeing the place I used to go to school. And, yeah, kind of crazy, man. Kind of crazy seeing the place I spent 18 months. Ugh, Jesus. I spent
is
18
it one
months.
Of those places where everything is still, like, in the early aughts?
This is their words. It's Ohio is 10 years behind everybody else. And this is somebody from Ohio that said that. But like the place I was, Xenia, Ohio, I honestly believe they're 20 years behind.
Good Lord. So yes.
Yeah.
Early aughts. Early. I bet they still got a Bennigan somewhere.
You know what? They did.
Yep, I knew it. I know. Niggas still wearing NASCAR jackets and going to Bennigan's.
My God. Like, I don't understand why people, like, how do people live like that?
Gordon, it's hard to escape. It's like living in a black hole. The gravity pulls you back to this shit because, you know, you don't make enough to escape, but you're also making just enough to survive. And next thing you know, you've been there 43 years.
Jesus Christ.
It was a simpler time, you know?
Yeah.
And everything old is new again. Steak and Ale is coming back.
Say what now?
Steak and Ale. You remember Steak and Ale?
Mel, I have no clue what you're talking about. You sound like you're talking like an old English bartender.
It was a restaurant. As a matter of fact, one of New Jersey's finest sang the theme song for it once upon a time.
Whitney Houston?
Yes.
Same.
Wait, the restaurant is coming back?
Coming back to Texas.
Wow. Well, Texas is moving back to 1951 if they can help it anyway.
Well, yes. You are correct.
Yeah.
Why are they bringing it back? Who was that nostalgic that was like, we need Steak and Ale again?
They're working backwards. I mean, it's going to get to slavery, but right now they're at Steak and Ale.
Okay.
One step at a time.
Like, just one be step patient. At a time.
Oh, man. Speaking of Texas, I want to talk about the opening day of baseball. That's right, everybody. It is that time of year where white people go to the park and drop their babies and attempt to catch a foul ball. Why? I don't understand it. And it's a phenomenon I think needs to be studied or deserves a TED talk at the very least. Why do white people go so batshit for a foul ball?
I don't know. It's not even a good play.
Oh, so you've never tried to catch a foul ball before?
No.
Okay.
Uh-oh, if I catch a foul ball, then it's probably coming at me and I had to block it and I caught it by accident. But I've seen white people drop beers, children, jump over fiancés, trample old people.
That's
just
right.
To catch a ball
so
that
crazy.
Has no value whatsoever.
Yeah, boy. White folks. Am I right?
Oh, my God. Is there, like, any sport that you would go crazy and try to jump for, like a basketball or a football that goes into the stand, would you risk life and limb?
I've had to restrain myself from running over a child to catch a foul ball. That's just,
Oh no.
I had to realize, I'm like, he's eight, let him have it. But for a second,
He was finna get trucked.
ooh, it's gonna look like Terry Tate off his linebacker. Ooh. Demolished. I'm like, he's a child
For a foul ball.
for a foul ball.
Oh my God.
Like, you are 37. Let him have it.
I'm with Gordon though. I think they should adopt this shit in basketball. I would love to see the courtside seats go crazy for out of bounds basketball touched by LeBron James. To see Kenny Chesney elbow Martha Stewart in the forehead.
Boy, Spike Lee is stepping Zendaya's back.
All in her spine. But
Don't like.
that's the problem with basketball. They only, I always wondered about that. Now, all the money that the NBA make, they only bring one ball ever.
Yeah. If a ball go flat, you literally got 20-minute delay.
What?
If a ball go ever go flat during the game, you got a 20-minute delay because they're going like, shit, what do we do now?
So they don't have an extra ball.
They probably
No.
do, but it's probably too, it's not close by.
No, it's not. It's always in LeBron's truck. He's like, hold on, I got a sanctioned ball in my truck. If y'all can go to the parking lot, because like in baseball, there's hundreds of balls there.
Yeah.
There's hundreds of balls there. In football, even in football, there's dozens of balls on the sideline with 106 balls if you count the whole roster.
Wow.
I don't know, maybe 105.
I do find it fascinating that the NBA is one of those sports that I enjoy, that the crowd sits so close just to watch millionaire basketball players hurl their bodies into pedestrians.
That's always funny. I don't care what you say. When a 6'10" forward dives for a loose ball and catches a size 19 foot on three to four white women walking up people like stairs in the front row, that's just amazing to me.
Oh my God. I never understood that. Like, I would be so scared that like a NBA player would jump on me for a loose ball.
I'm
Your
running.
day's automatically fucked up in that situation. There's no way to leave there unscathed.
No, there's no way. You just stepped in your chest by a size 19 Nike. How's your day gonna go any better? You walking around. How you gonna go to the bar after the game and you got a fucking footprint from your fucking belt to your sternum?
The thing about it is, no one moves. No one
No.
makes a like a viable. Oh, I need to get out this nigga way.
No. Everybody just kind of like cowers in fear.
My God. The only reason I know baseball has started because for those that watch opening day, Houston might have had the best opening day in American history. For those that don't know, Houston had their home game, and the first pitch was thrown out by none other than Houston's own Megan Thee Stallion.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Who looks to be at least 6'7". I don't know if it was the all white. I don't know if it was the shoes. When she walked out to the mound, I was like, that woman, that girl is at least 6'4".
Yeah, man. Yo, I don't appreciate the pitcher resting his glove on her butt when he hugged
Yeah, we got to get him out of here. I want him investigated. I want his taxes audited. Don't
He's
tell me
a
you couldn't feel it.
bum.
That's leather.
Oh my God. I gotta say this. She threw out a better first pitch than most people in history. For those that don't know, the first pitch gets thrown out by a celebrity or someone highly important that did something for the community, a service, many different reasons to throw out the first pitch. And I gotta say, Megan Thee Stallion threw out an amazing first pitch. compared to some other rappers and celebrities.
Yeah.
Never, may we never forget 50 Cent throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah, it's something about pitching cocaine and pitching baseball that do not correlate. Because 50, I think 50 threw it into the dugout.
It might as well. He might as well throw it into space.
Yeah.
There was nowhere near the plate. And I think it's racially biased that they have certain people throw out the first pitch. Because Sonny says, I never played catch with my dad, like throwing out a first pitch.
We should switch it around and make him shoot the first free throw for the NBA season. I could hit one of those. My daddy didn't have to be there for that. You know what I would love to see? I would love to see a local librarian, like an old lady named Mary, old white lady, and she gets on the mound to throw out the pitch for the Nationals or whatever, and she throws a goddamn 92-mile-an-hour slider that takes the umpire out for the rest of the game, right on the temple. Just throwing heat.
I just think we're at a point where Stormy Daniels needs to throw out a pitch.
Oof. You know what? I think that would be the most watched first pitch ever. What team do you think she should throw it out for?
Oh, that's tough.
Either the Mets or the Yankees.
See, I knew you was gonna say the Yankees. You can't have Stormy Daniels throwing out something, throwing the first pitch for the Yankees, man.
No. Why?
Too much sexual connotation.
Mets.
You know what?
They fucking Yankees. I hate you. It should be the Yankees. Considering.
Matter of fact, you know what? I was going to say something. Even I knew that was too far.
I think it's really fucked up that on the news, when they talk about the case, mm-hmm. they always say payments to a porn star. We know her fucking name.
We know
she cussing a lot on Twitter every day. You know her name.
I can't believe that we live in a time where this is a thing. Well, for those, we might as well talk about it. For those that don't know, if you've been living under a rock, before April Fool's Day, the United States and the New York judicial system indicted former President Donald Trump.
Hilarious. He didn't think it was going to happen. I didn't think it was going to happen. It was quite a fucking pleasant surprise.
Man. I found out he got indicted in, of all places, Ohio. I was like, damn it.
I think the best part of this is the fact that Ron DeSantis had to eat shit a little bit too. Because he can't support it, even though he's his rival for the GOP nomination. He had to come out like, I'm not going to, Florida will not be helping with the extradition.
Yeah.
When really, we all know that you want him to eat a dick, but you can't say that.
But you can't say that. I said the same thing. He can't win without the mouth breathers that he needs to take from Trump.
Oh my God.
Yep. And it is so delicious to watch them both eat shit. And like, it's short lived. The country is corrupt. Okay. I don't expect a whole lot out of it, but them niggas deserve a couple of bad days.
Yeah. A lot of people were very nervous about Trump getting indicted. For those that don't know, the Trumpers, the Trumpettes. Is there another name for Trump supporters?
Dingleberries.
There you go. Okay. People were nervous that they would do something. And the whole time I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I don't think Trump people want to do anything in New York. Too many minorities. It's a melting pot. If I am a racist Trump supporter, I don't picture them trying to run through the streets with all these Dominicans out here, drill rappers, Showtime dancers. plus, they'll get lost in the subway.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. They got to figure out how to get the Trump Tower from, you know, that You know they flew into Trenton because it was cheaper.
That's the only place Frontier goes.
The place Frontier goes, because if they try to get out of LaGuardia, they're going to end up in New Hampshire. So you're right, though. And I would love to see, like, especially on the train, like a group of Showtime dancers turn their rhythmic dancing into fucking kung fu moves and just swing around the pole and kick Trump supporters in the forehead.
Please leave us alone. I wanted to know where this was going. Stay the hell away from me and my family.
Oh my God. Yeah, you don't want the Bronx coming down there to cause a muck. You don't.
I mean, they did it in black ass DC.
They did it in black ass DC, but like, I feel like DC has a section that that is away from the people.
But yeah, they was on the National Mall, and we don't really go down there unless it's a festival, or may stop through for the cherry blossom there once in a while. But they hid pretty good until they got down to the Capitol. They didn't like park their trucks in Southeast, and then walk up to the Capitol.
Yeah, man, we got way too much. We got way too many different cultures in such a small area. Why am I picturing somebody with, you know, that wooden tray that you use to take the pizza out?
I mean, the reason what they pulled in DC wouldn't fly in New York is y'all motherfuckers gonna fuck up the commute. And yes. That
the biggest problem.
That is what will get you killed.
That'll definitely get you killed. Somebody, hey buddy, it's gonna be some protesters run down in the middle of the street.
You even look like you about to fuck with the train schedule. See what happened.
See what happened. Beat down underneath the ground.
Just go ahead. See what happened.
Oh man, that, yeah, it's way too much of that. Way too much of that.
Did y'all watch that special MSNBC had? They had like a four part docuseries on Rudy Giuliani.
No.
Yo.
I'm gonna be very honest with you. I totally forgot about him until just now.
Nuts.
Oh, he going to jail.
I didn't know a whole lot about him. Like, I knew he was a piece of shit, but I just went with the context clues for that. I didn't know what variety. It was interesting.
It's so wild that, like, he was in a goddamn movie getting exposed. How dumb do you have to be? Like, I don't think I've ever seen a politician as dumb as him. Wait, take that back.
It's also when you've gotten used to getting away with some things, you know, getting away with stuff for a certain period of time, it gets boring. Following all those rules, it's boring. Need some excitement.
His idea of excitement is terrible, man.
Let me get these niggas my ass to kiss. Let me see what happened.
Damn.
And now you sweating makeup on TV. That's what happened.
Sweating makeup on TV, standing out in front of a parking lot, doing a press conference.
That is a woof. Woof.
Talk about a fall from grace. He was America's sweetheart at the 9/11.
That just tells you how flimsy this life shit is. Because look at look at how he rose. Look at all the goodwill he had from capitalizing basically on 9/11 and what went on from there. Damn.
Yeah.
And in Georgia, they're talking about RICO charges for interfering with the election. So it might be getting serious for him.
Like, how do you go from people considering you one of the nation's heroes, whether you believe, you know, that's earned or not? I'm not.
Yeah.
This is a fact. This is how people viewed him. To a fucking traitor.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. Talk about fucking up a bag.
In 20 years. In a 20-year span. It just took you 20 years to fuck it up.
Oh, fuck the whole thing up. Ugh. Ugh, man. Well, he's getting indicted. They're saying that he's going to he's planning on turning himself in, which I don't know if he's going to do it, but that's the plan. And also, the big thing that I'm hearing is he's concerned about his mugshot.
You think they're gonna wipe his makeup off?
Hope they do.
I hope they
I
hit his ass
do.
with the fire hose like Attica, like he's checking in the San Quentin.
That'll peel his skin off. Ugh.
Damn.
I just imagine he looks raw.
Wait, what does that even mean?
You know,
You ever
just
seen a plucked chicken?
like a giblet.
Yeah, like a giblet.
Believe I do a podcast with two people that say the word giblet on a regular basis.
Giblet.
Oh man,
I can't
giblet.
believe you talk about me like I'm on National Geographic. You do, like you start talking about me, and it's like an episode of Croc Hunter.
Well, yeah. The South amazes me. It, like this whole country amazes me. Like anytime I leave Jersey or New York, I'm just like, I can't believe y'all live like this.
Which is crazy because
The
that is exactly what I think when I'm getting into Jersey. I'm like, niggas are really living like this.
I
Does
do
the smell notice start at the state? What is happening?
I love it. It's a fragrance of love.
Hey. Yo, plenty of times I done came through Jersey and I'm stuck in traffic. I'm looking over at the buildings, the apartment building. I'm like, damn, man, it's a damn shame that they let that building go to waste like that and it's condemned now. And then somebody will open a window. I'm like, what the fuck? This motherfucker's living in there.
Jersey is wild.
Whenever I go to Ohio, yo, I swear the whole time when I was in Ohio, that song and kept playing in my head. I wanna go home.
Jesus.
I ask y'all a question? Why the fuck is Bob Evans everywhere?
Oh, he's
That's a
got
good
that new
question.
Owen Wilson movie coming out. Oh, Bob Evans the restaurant or Bob I'm confusing the restaurant with the painter.
Damn, what is his name? Bob, damn, what is the painter's name? Oh, we're gonna put some trees right here. These are lovely trees.
Oh, Bob Ross.
Bob
Bob
Ross.
Ross. I'm confusing the restaurant with the painter. They both quality white people products though.
Oh my God. They have a thing on a menu called the Whole Hog.
Then they mean it too.
I
They absolutely mean it.
don't think I've ever had Bob. Maybe I have had Bob Evans once. I'm
A
a
place
Cracker
you can
Barrel
live.
girl.
This is Cracker Barrel on steroids, though.
Oh yeah, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the whitest shit you ever been into.
Does it have a whites only section?
It's called the parking lot. Park your black ass Malibu over here. I don't know who told you about this place.
Have you ever paid attention to that? You never been seated at Cracker Barrel and realized that all the black people in the same section? That's only
Oh
happened to me.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom took me to a Cracker Barrel when we went down south when she took me to go see the house she was born in. Jesus Christ, my mom was born in the house, South Carolina. Like certain things blow my mom. Like, why didn't they, she ain't give, why ain't grandma give birth? It's a hospital. Too far. What?
Too far, too white.
We had everything we needed. It's fine.
Don't worry, your auntie was there. What the
11 babies gonna come through this house. We fine. Birth
Oh.
11 babies in this sitting room.
Oh my God. I
Why
had
it's
no clue.
That's why it's called a sitting room, because you sit down, you pop a baby out. You squat over there in the corner.
My mom showed me the house she was born in and the well she drank from. Jesus Christ.
Hey, not too much on the well, because I grew up on one of them too. Not too much on the well. I mean, we had a pump. We had a pump, so it came to a faucet, but it was still a well.
Yeah, it was one of those two. She was like, "Yeah, you just got to pump the water out." I was like, "What the fuck?"
Not too much on the well water. That's why I'm a big strapping young man right now. You got a little grit in your water. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh man. Mel, did you grow up on a well also?
Motherfucker.
Okay.
I grew up in the city. I told you.
I
grew up in the city. There are not wells. There are not cows. There are not rivers in the street.
I don't know, Mel. I'm
in
read
the
books.
City, nigga. Jesus.
Well, I asked if it was well. First thing I'm saying, oh yeah, she didn't need a well. She just got on the gondola and just put her hand over the side.
Oh man, jackass.
Oh, my
you
God.
Ass.
What are you talking about? Like, I don't know much about how people live outside New Jersey. Yes, Jersey might not be the greatest state, but I like it. I'm quite fond of it. We get our water through a pipe. It's filled with lead, but it's a pipe.
It's a pipe. It's a modern pipe.
Do you ever just sit around and think about the fact that we know the government is absolutely corrupt, but when it comes to stuff like lead, they tell us whatever amount of lead is okay, and we're just all like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm, and that's just it. We don't think about anything else.
Nope. We just go, is there lead in the water? I understand.
All kind of shit got lead.
Lead is bad. Wait, but there's lead in the water. Yeah, we know. But it's an acceptable amount.
This is the amount I'm comfortable not thinking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, they really do. They like, oh yeah, fire's bad, but you know, it's an acceptable amount of fire. I'm burning down your house right now. This is a survivable amount of fire. Oh man, I didn't even get to say why I went out to Ohio. I went out there to do apparently I'm an alum at the school. Wilberforce University, and they had me back to come tell some ha-ha funny funnies. And let me tell you what Gordon wasn't prepared for, telling all those jokes to a whole bunch of Q's and frat bros and deltas with salt and pepper hair. They were not ready for me.
Oh, no. They put you in... Wait a minute. They didn't put you in front of the upper middle class blacks, did they?
Oh, yeah.
They but put did me in they front laugh? Every...
Oh, yes, they did.
How many period jokes did you tell?
I only did one.
Yeah, one 10-minute.
The chance of Gordon telling a period joke may be small, but it is never zero.
Never zero.
Yeah, man. There was so many bald black men with Jaguars and Denalis. Had to make them laugh.
Sounds like a Q convention to me.
Oh, man, they had every brown liquor you could think of, my friend.
Oh, hell yeah. Everything from whiskey to brandy and on down to bourbon, like everything.
Oh, bro, they were out there on what they called the yard and played Atomic Dog every hour on the hour.
Like a Disney parade when the characters come through every hour on the hour. Dum, dum,
dum. Jesus.
Yeah, so it's something about hearing 60-year-old men that smoke cigars and drink brown liquor all day try to bark is hilarious to me now.
Sound like bloodhounds out there.
Oh,
Oh, yo.
It's always funny to see old men and old women try to stroll after the age of 40. It's just a fancy walk at that time. Oh man.
Well, we lost the Divine Nine.
They love it. They love it. They
Sleep
know
too.
he's right.
Oh man, they was out there with the canes.
Oh,
Like, would you stop twirling that thing and just walk?
No, he legally can't. He has to. When he puts that in his hand, it's got to get to twirling.
he tried to do that neck roll, and I'm like, if you don't stop before you have to go to a chiropractor.
You're gonna need an adjustment.
Oh man.
And all the rest of these visits coming out of pocket.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You don't hit your fucking deductible.
Yeah, done with you and your foolishness.
Know you ain't got a neck for this no more.
He told your ass the last time you ain't have the neck for it.
I got to see people confront their former college sweethearts. Yo, people hold grudges. Daryl, you don't remember when you used to fuck around with me back in the 60s? It was a wild goddamn week, and I tell you, wild. For some reason, they hired me.
You seem like you fit in.
Ah, you know what? I try
It
my best.
sounds like you found your tribe.
Oh man, dude. I just stayed low and I drank brown liquor. And for some reason, someone brought moonshine.
Yeah, that sounds about
Yeah,
right.
it's what we do.
Yeah.
You
I
might
can't
not have
think of
messed
the
with.
last time I've been to anything worth anything that didn't have moonshine. We had moonshine at my family reunion.
We
Shut
had
up, Gordon. Shut up. Before you start, shut up.
Mel, I didn't even say anything.
Shut, I heard it in your spirit. That was a powerful silence.
What you were saying about moonshine, Saro?
Same thing. We had it at our family reunion too, but it was the funniest shit because, and I know you're gonna judge me for this, but my Uncle Willie made it, and my Uncle John Jr. ran the liquor house. That's his name too, John Jr.
So, you got an
What?
uncle named Willie and an uncle named Junior.
John
John
Jr.
John Junior. That's powerful.
Yeah. You got to say the whole thing.
That's powerful.
People say the whole thing.
You got to say the whole thing because there's another junior, but he's not John Jr. And the other junior is not Teddy Jr. He's just
Okay.
John.
Okay. Yeah, Teddy Jr. don't roll off the tongue like that. Yeah, he's right.
Nah, but John Jr. has an air of reverence and dignity and is befitting of a man who runs a liquor house when they couldn't sell liquor on Sunday in Georgia.
Jesus Christ. Ugh.
So Uncle Willie had the moonshine stand, and for some reason, every 4th of July, he would put it up on this high hill next to this long ditch. I'm not sure why we put this in this place every time, because it was in the direct sunlight, and people would sit around the barrel and drink moonshine
In the hot sun.
in the hot sun, get up and try to walk and fall down the ditch. And there would be a pile of niggas, sometimes two to three of them, at the bottom of the ditch, just drunk in the fuck.
Was there a sofa outside of this establishment?
Yeah, it was a sofa on the front of this juke house.
What is with that? Why do y'all have sofas on the front porch?
There is somewhere to sit.
Why wouldn't they? Like, what reasons would they not?
I saw that all through Ohio, just like people just with sofas on the front porch. I'm like, how were you about to throw it out? Or did you solely get it to go outside?
It's your porch sofa.
It's your porch sofa. I don't know how else to explain it. It's a porch
sofa. It's your porch sofa.
Yeah, it's made out of hardier material than the inside sofa. It's made out of dog neutral color. And it's a for porch shit.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the asshole here.
Yes. On that, I will not argue. It's the porch sofa.
Man, every time I leave, I swear, every time I leave this place, I'm always in awe. And I gotta stop ordering food whenever I go to Ohio or states. Like, for some reason, in my goofy ass mind, I was like, you know what I can go for? I can go for some sushi tonight. And I highly don't sushi in Ohio.
That's on you.
Yeah, buddy.
That's on you.
I didn't buy it. I walked in. I was like, let me get some. You know what? Never mind.
Actually, I don't think so.
That's on you. The only body of water is the Ohio River, and I wouldn't eat nothing out of that shit. So yeah. I don't know if you was eating raw carp or what. I don't know what you was eating.
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
10
out of 10, don't recommend.
10 out of 10, don't recommend. Let me go into Jersey and order blue crabs. Ooh. Y'all ain't got no bay. Old or new. Oh. All y'all wore the rainbow color, and not the happy kind.
No. Yep.
Nope. It's the type that, you know, with oil get into water.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh my God. What else happened this week? A lot going on. Easter's coming up. Spring is slowly approaching. Are you guys excited for anything that's about to happen this upcoming week?
Not this upcoming week, but Easter is big around the house because the little ones still like finding eggs and stuff. So I'm looking forward to hiding eggs.
Yeah, I forgot that. It's Janet's annual golden egg Easter egg hunt where she hides a $500 egg every year. Yeah. I got to get that egg this year, man. Got to get that goddamn gold egg.
You never get the egg, but you always, it seems like you have a plan, but you're always thwarted by somebody.
Oh, man. I got it one year. That was the best year. That's when I paid my rent.
The rent egg.
Yeah, nothing like pushing your niece and nephew in attempts to get an egg. I don't die for foul balls, but I will push my nephew to get a $500 gold egg.
Some lessons they gotta learn sooner rather than later. Like, you do that now, and when the zombie apocalypse happens, they know what's up.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
Train up a boy, you know.
Last year she got crafty. She hid it in a neighbor around the corner's car. He was pretending to wash his car on a cold ass day. It was very strategic. I was like, why is this man washing his car in the rain in 50 degrees?
Lo and behold. A clue.
Oh my God. Yeah. So that's one of my favorite things to do. Fight my nieces and nephews and attempt to get some extra cash. Whew, can't wait.
I got to come up and participate one year, man.
I mean, the whole neighborhood is involved. Even our white neighbors, can we help? Can we join?
No, you found, quotation marks, enough. Get your gentrifying ass around here. You can't find a $500 egg. Ugh.
My God. Yep, that's my big thing that I'm excited for. That, and I'm watching Succession, and I'm watching Snowfall. Oh, What a show. What some shows, I tell you. Are you guys watching anything good on TV lately?
You know I ain't watching shit but kids stuff.
Yeah, you were I saw you tweet that your kids were jumping off the stairs.
Yeah.
Are you regret having stairs?
Among other things.
Not allowed.
Yo.
We all
My four.
know, but
Yeah. My 4-year-old got this bright idea to pile all the pillows off the sofa at the bottom of the stairs, run up the stairs, and then jump off into the pillows.
I fucks with it.
You know what my
No.
parents, my parents got? Too much money.
Let me fuck with my baby teeth a little bit.
You know how I'm feeling today? Rich
Rich.
than a motherfucker.
Yeah, I caught her. This is stairs in general, because I caught her sliding down the stairs in a cardboard box. And the first thing she did, I saw her at the bottom of the stairs in the box. I said, "Did you just slide down the stairs in the box?" She said, "And no."
Ooh, told a whole story.
That's a lie. That is not a story. That is a lie. I'm like, I see you at the bottom of, I just heard the racket. I ran inside and I see you at the bottom of the stairs in a box. Did you just slide down these stairs in that said box?
It's not a
No.
story. That's
For those of keeping Total at home, yes, this show has had the word giblet and a racket. And also well talk.
Yeah. All that. Yeah. So my stairs, I gotta do something. I gotta get some of them barriers to put up or something, because obviously me talking to the 4-year-old is not working.
Only children can make stairs even more dangerous.
Yeah. You should see how they run down them. I'm like, you don't believe gravity is real. You don't think fat meat is greasy. Just it's amazing. Gordon, you have to see it in action.
Oh man. So you killed the children are trying to financially destroy you with personal injuries.
Yeah.
Mel, did your kids try to kill themselves with stairs or anything like that?
They used to try and kill each other.
Oh, that's even
Tyson put Jaden in a dryer and turned it on once. And I don't think they realized how terrifying that story is because I didn't know it until they were grown. I'm a winner.
yeah, almost lost your baby.
She was like, and I kicked it out. I'm like, oh my God.
No, baby, you escaped. Oh man. Wow, you guys had kids. Whew. Whew. Only thing I gotta worry about is tipping a bartender.
I mean, you live dangerously enough through that.
Oh yeah. Outside of getting kidnapped, going to Ohio for strange reason.
Nigga said outside of getting kidnapped, like it's in the regular lexicon of people's problems.
And I just can't begin to tell you how abnormal that is.
Oh my God, I'm never gonna forget those words. There is no party. What? Oh man. You know, for a split second, I was more upset at the fact that there was no party than an actual kidnapping. Like, damn, I wanted to dance. Never mind. All right, wait. Oh, panic.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm focusing on the wrong thing. This is scary.
Am very scared.
Oh man, sometimes it's gotta set in. Whew. First piece of bad advice: get kidnapped.
No.
Okay.
No. Thanks.
Get
No
kidnapped.
thanks.
getting kidnapped is the ultimate escape room. That's why I don't go to any.
Yeah, you've lived that life. You in the escape room, like, we ain't got no skin in the game. Ain't no real danger. Turn the lights out. Take my car keys. Come on, let's make this real.
He gonna give you a list of his ex-girlfriends.
Oh.
The seven worst.
Ooh. Yeah, the seven worst. Sometimes I get scared that one day they'll team up and find me.
Like an old Western?
Yeah.
Call that shit the seven deadly sins.
Gonna sound like a Tarantino movie because they're gonna say nigger a lot.
Hard ER.
I don't know why they hate me. I try my best.
I know your best.
Yep. I always say the same thing. I said sorry. Oh man.
Oh well. We had a great time with y'all here tonight on the Bad Advice Show. It's been a wonderful week. Delightment from the indictment is still going on. We appreciate y'all coming back to listen to us as y'all do every week, and we're continuing to grow. So we appreciate y'all spreading the word on the hashtag and telling your friends and inviting people to listen. So we really appreciate that. We would appreciate it, too, if you would join our Patreon. You can get episodes early, you get bonus content. We're going to start putting up blog posts and songs from my dumb ass. So we appreciate y'all joining those. go ahead and do your spiel for the last part of the show.
All right, everybody. We just every single week, Rome warned you about, well, I said warned, like it's a threat, told you about our Patreon, so please join that. So, guys, so Rome, where can people find you this week?
You can find me April 14th through the 16th at the Tally Ho Theater in Leesburg, Virginia. That's going to be a good show. We're doing it on behalf of the DC Improv. Always a great time when I go out to Leesburg and do those shows, so you can find me out there for those. You can find me on Instagram at MetaRome, MetaRome, or on Twitter at Cerrone Russell, CerroneRussell.
All right, Mel, where can people find you this week?
You can find me on social media, The Gates of Mel, the O is a zero. You can find me once a week on the Resist By podcast. Last week, we just had Michelle Ehrenberg of Lift Louisiana talking about reproductive justice. And you can also find me Monday, Wednesday, Friday on Resist By's Instagram with Mel's Midday Mug.
Yep. And as for me, I'm going Baker Bone. I got so many different shows, and you can find those shows BakerBone.com and at BakerBone on Instagram and Twitter. Yeah, I just got back from Ohio and be down in Atlantic City also, so please check out my website. Please join our Patreon because Cerrone's kids are hopping downstairs, which sounds cheap in a not threatening, but it's dangerous. Don't hop downstairs.
Very. I need the money.
And with that being said, we'll talk to you guys next week. Don't forget the hashtag Bad Advice Show. Let us know what you like, what you didn't like. Tell a friend about the show. Tell a foe about the show. Get in trouble at work by laughing. So we'll talk to you guys soon. And with that being said, New Orleans is the Venice of the South.
Good night, everyone.
So defeated.